What's going on, everybody? This Wood with another episode of Just a Thought. Episode number 5, I believe. It's been a while, as some of you may know. But the title of today's episode is By Choice or By Force? And I chose to name it that for many reasons, but I'm not going to get into all of them. But right now, the current climate of 2020, June 2nd, is outrage. The outrage at the death, or the killing, I should say, the killing of a Mr. George Floyd. Rest in peace. Some people may feel like this outrage is because of a Mr. Floyd, when in fact, it's more about what happened to him and the fact that it continues to happen to people like him, people of his skin color, Tatiana Jefferson, Breonna Taylor, Botham John. These are just, like, the list goes on and on and on. And these are just current names that I can nail on top of my head like that, and it shouldn't be like that. Now, whether you agree or disagree with the way that people are being heard right now, that's your choice, of course. I'm more on the side of the people who are being heard through action, as far as the riots, the destroying of property, and things of that nature. Now, the reason I say that is because there are dead bodies piling up. And people who feel like it can be done a different way, please hurry up and do it. While the people who feel it can only be done in this way, as far as destroying property, burning down cities and things of that nature, the only way they feel that the people in power can hear them, that's how they're doing it. Now, there's people saying this is not the right way to do it because we as black people are burning down our own communities, when, as we know, these are not our communities. These are just places that we live. That Walgreens, that Target, that CVS, that whatever building or establishment is just something that you get your goods and services from. Yeah, it may employ some people, but as it does, it's how much is that wage livable? And how much more do you need to do to get out of a situation of poverty and build a system that is more advantageous for you? Because obviously there is a sect of people who feel like they are under a system of injustice. Now, whether you agree with that or not, again, that's your choice. But obviously there is a big group who feel like this is the case, and they are taking action the way that they feel they can be heard. Along with by choice or by force, there's the force part. If you purposely denigrate a person or a people, after so long, hopefully, they will understand that if they want to get from under the thumb of oppression, they will do something different to make that happen. Now, like I said, the people who are doing the rioting and the protest, they feel like that's their choice. But a lot of them feel like it's by force. And the reason I say that is because if you are citizens of a governing populace, it is up to that governing populace to provide you with the opportunities needed to grow that populace, help succeed and sustain in that populace. Now, when you are being purposely disenfranchised, purposely redlined, purposely, you know, laws being written and things of this nature to obstruct your upward mobility, I would hope that you do something actionable, however that action is taken, to get from under that thumb of oppression. But if you don't, that's another story. Everyone gets pushed down every once in a while. But as I said, it's your choice. You have a choice to stay down there, make a pallet, make a picnic, and parlay down there. Just like it's your choice to get up, stand up, and try again. Now, unfortunately, for the black population, me being a black person, I just got to give it to y'all straight. It's a lot of lazy and cowardly black people. And if you don't agree with that, cool. You most likely one of the cowardly or lazy. And I'm say that because as we had great orators, some of the best people that you could ever hear speak. I can't even name off the names right now, but there are so many. We can name, you know, you thinking of some of them as I say that. Some of the people that spoke the most eloquent summaries of our situation to the people that had the power to change our situation, and those people still didn't listen. If you feel like you can do better as far as trying to convince someone in power to help you gain power, that's a choice, and I feel like that choice is not really going to get you much action. I mean, it's obvious because, like I said, we've had some of the most eloquently speaking people tell people things that they just refuse to hear. Now, here you are saying that there's another way. Let me just throw something out there because I thought about it earlier. Most of the people that say we need to stop with the rioting and everything, or even people who say they understand the rioting and everything, but we should stop and have a plan, like Erykah Badu, dumbass. Or people like that, like she's a celebrity, so she's not even like really what I'm talking about, but that's the first person that came to my mind, whereas many people who said that to me already in this case. Most of those people who say that don't have a plan. How do you say, come on and let's get a plan when you don't have a plan? Why are you talking? Like, if you're not doing, you're talking. And if you're talking, what are you talking about? If you're saying, let's stop and have a plan after this, or have a plan in the midst of this and stir that, you know, this movement in the way of that plan, where is the plan? No one has it. You can ask the people who say, let's have intention with these riots and everything like that. When they say that to you, ask them, what is the plan? What is the intent? What is the intent after we're done? And most likely, 99% of the time, you're not going to get an answer. If not 100% of the time. But I guarantee the a bigger percentage of people who's out there on the street putting in work, laces tied. You see what I'm saying? Putting in work. I'm pretty sure it's a bigger percentage of those people who can tell you what the plan is while they're doing it and after they do it. And that's where I come into the realization that there are just people that are just too cowardly to fight back and too lazy to build their own system to get from under the thumb of oppression. That's just my summary of the things that's going on, the things that I'm hearing, things that I'm seeing. Things that I know and have lived in my life. There are a lot of cowardly, lazy black people all across the globe. And that's evident in the fact that when you had people like a Malcolm X or a Medgar Evers or Marcus Garvey or Martin Luther King, these people who did their best to galvanize a sect of people who could get things done, there wasn't enough people, there wasn't a big enough core to help carry on that agenda. And why? Because there weren't enough people to do it? No. It was more cowardly and lazy people than people willing to actually get on board and run with this train that's going to run over this system of white supremacy. If talking or appealing to the hearts of the heartless ever worked, it would have worked, like I said, when we had some of the best speakers that, you know, in life talk to the people that can make something happen. And if it didn't happen then, what you think your mumble mouth ass gonna say, or your, you know, two word dictionary having ass gonna say? Come on, man. You got to get real. Another point before I go. The same people who keep talking about this is the wrong way to do it because we destroying some little property or we're, you know, burning a couple cars or giving it to a race soldier who was going to give it to your ass anyway. People who complain about that, you motherfuckers don't even understand. How the fuck are you going to negate dead bodies piling up of your people and go straight to a narrative of that burning that building is wrong, or destroying that property is not right. If you considering that property damage more important than the taking of a life and a legacy, then fuck you. Fuck you, man. That's all I gotta say about that. There's nothing else to say about that, man. If you considering property damage and something that can be rebuilt more important than a person's life who can't be rebuilt or brung back, fuck you. Anyway, man, that was my word for that one. Hopefully I'll get one of y'all sooner than, you know, my last little break I did. It's just been a lot going on, but that was my word for today. Just a thought. This Wood, episode 5, by Choice, by Force. I'm out.